With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump's name will be on the ballot in the Golden State. Correspondent Ken Lorman with details.
In California, which has the largest number of delegates in the 2024 presidential contest, Mr. Trump was included on the certified list of candidates released Thursday for the state's March 5 primary. Secretary of State Shirley Weber, a Democrat, faced political pressure from many in her party to reject Mr. Trump's candidacy there. But Weber said she was guided by, quote, the rule of law, and indicated the proper venue to resolve ballot challenges was in the courts. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, officials say Russia has launched 122 missiles and drones against Ukrainian targets, killing at least 27 civilians in what one Air Force official calls the biggest aerial barrage of the war. Ukrainian officials say at least 144 people were injured and an unknown number were buried under rubble during the roughly 18-hour onslaught. Correspondent Rita Fuller reports on what to expect if you're driving today.
It's good news and not so good news if you're on the road today. Today's expected to be one of the most congested days on the road during this holiday season. Saturday's expected to be busier than usual, too. But gas is $3.12 a gallon today, says the AAA. That's about the same as this time last year.
Powerful surf rolling onto beaches on the West Coast and Hawaii as a big swell generated by a stormy Pacific Ocean pushes towards shorelines. A high surf warning for parts of Northern California, waves ranging from 28 to 33 up to 40 feet. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 106 points and the NASDAQ losing 129. This is SRN News. A Christian school was the scene of another mass shooting in 2023.
The U.S. was racked by deadly gunplay this year, and in March, the violence touched Covenant School in Nashville. A transgender former student, a woman living as a man, entered the building and opened fire, killing six people, three of whom were children. Police arrived and shot the woman dead shortly thereafter. Covenant School is affiliated with the Presbyterian Church of America. Classes have not been held in the building since the tragedy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nigeria did not make it to the end of the year without another mass killing of Christians. More than 100 believers were murdered on Christmas Eve in Plateau State, where Muslim terrorists have been operating now for years. These coordinated attacks on multiple Christian villages took place in the middle of the night when most of the victims were asleep. This is SRN News. This is nothing to smile about.
Just months after filing for bankruptcy, Smile Direct Club announced it's shutting down its global operations and halting its teeth aligner treatment. That leaves existing Smile Direct Club customers with a lot of questions. But there is no more customer care support from the company and few details so far about possible refunds. Multiple dental organizations and orthodontists have cautioned patients about safety concerns arising from such direct-to-consumer dentistry. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hawaii's governor and mayor welcoming back tourists to the west side of Maui months after August wildfires killed at least 100 people and destroyed more than 2,000 buildings. They want the economic boost that tourists will bring, particularly heading into the year-end holidays. However, visitation is still down about 20% from December of last year. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.